Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome
to you.
Can sip with us.
Yeah.
Us.
Hi, guys.
Hey, I'm Colleen.
Hi, I'm Ashley. Just going to preface this. I know we're going to start out with some serious conversation, but Revy has been a I already told you this. This is no news to you. Revy's been a, you know, some days, yesterday, she was an angel. She was so much fun, personality. I loved her. She went to sleep and I didn't want her to go to sleep because she was just silly and goofy and laughing and fun. And then today she woke up, the second her feet hit the ground, she was a tiny terrorist. And I don't know if that's offensive to call your toddler a terrorist, but that is what she's being. A terrorist of this household, at least. She is just going off at all, just crying, throwing herself on the ground. And I don't know. I mean, I guess that's probably like us having a bad day. Sometimes we wake up on the wrong side of the bed. It's just we've learned how to cope with those things, you know?
Sure.
For example, this mimosa. And Revy doesn't know how to cope with those things. So I can't handle it. It's like not fun. And so then I was like, well, I'm going to fucking pour a drink. And I thought, does this make me an alcoholic? If I need a drink to like just chill. And I thought, well, no, because I'm podcasting. You're not an alcoholic if you podcast, obviously.
That's how it works. That is what I've heard too.
That's science. That's what the scientists say.
Check. 1 + 1 = 2.
Exactly. So I told Colleen,
podcasting.
Yeah, I said, hey, a fair warning. I've poured myself a mimosa early.
Yeah. And
I'm coming in hot. I've had 1.5 mimosas coming into this, and now I've got a goblet of a mimosa to get me through this episode.
But it's not your ordinary mimosa. Can you walk me through? It's a beautiful guava type color.
Well, you know me. Okay, so
did you toss in there?
I had a bottle of, it was champagne, like rosé champagne. So it was like a rosé color, but I opened it last weekend and I didn't finish it and I couldn't find because of the move and I was in charge of unpacking the bar. I couldn't find the champagne stopper. So it's just been sitting in our fridge. So it's flat champagne, rosé flat champagne. And I thought, well, I can't waste it. So I'm going to pour some of that in this glass. And then I opened a fresh bottle of champagne so I could get some fizzy, but also not waste, you know? And then I did a little splash of orange juice and topped it with strawberries. So that's the guava. It's old rosé.
And new.
Well, it's old and new. Something old, something new, something borrowed, something red. Yes. Exactly. This is to all the brides out there. Okay, what are you drinking?
Okay. So what we got here, my friend, I'm holding in my hand the beautiful copper Moscow Mule cup.
Yes, yes,
and there
yes,
is, in fact, a Moscow Mule inside, but with a twist to it. Mm-hmm. So I just hit up our stories at You Can Sip With Us over
You're
on
so
Instagram.
Good at that. Yeah.
Talked about this. And what I did, very simple. So a normal Moscow Mule, for those of you who order it at restaurants when we used to be able to really do that, but haven't made it at home, is you get yourself a Moscow Mule cup with ice. You fill it with lime juice. What have you done? Something has just fallen into the camera view. Oh my God.
Well, I saw Colleen had proper lighting, and so I thought, oh, I'll get proper lighting. And then it collapsed in front. Oh God, can you hear that? Oh, something needs to be tightened.
Oh. That's right. What she said.
Oh my gosh. Okay. See, now look at my lighting.
That's, you look way better. Thank you for, okay. Thank you for adjusting you. That for my you. Eyes.
This is for you, Colleen.
Thank you. I was going to say all something.
Right. Well, I noticed you had your light on.
I've got lights on.
And so I thought, okay, multiple. Well, this she's doing the right thing here and I'm not, you know?
Yeah. I'm so playing like I do. Playing whatever. What's the I'm playing like I mean it. That's not
you're
right.
You're playing like you are on the U.S. Olympic team. And,
yes.
And I showed up as if
this is
I
a
wasn't.
Podcast-a-thon.
This is a okay. Podcast-a-thon. And you are going for the gold medal. I am going for
I'm
worst place
holding
trophy. But I had to
gold right now in my hand, too.
You are. Okay.
Sorry. So Moscow Mule, fill up a cup of this with, I use like half of a lime's worth of juice. Then you add vodka.
What does
I
that
like
mean? Half the
like you
half
cut
a
lime in
lime
half. It's half of a lime. Half. The juice
yeah,
of that.
Okay. Yeah.
The juice of a half a lime. And then I add in potato vodka. And then you top it off with ginger beer. That's your normal mm-hmm. Moscow Mule. I like to add a sprig of mint. I didn't have that today. Mm. So instead what I did was I muddled my lime juice with strawberries. Fresh strawberries. And I muddled them together. And then I added my vodka. And then I added my ginger beer. And it is delicious.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow, wow,
and
wow.
And I got a beer back too. Because I knew that you were very serious and coming
yeah.
in hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm proud of you.
We got a hangover to talk about.
Yes.
We got a massive hangover, you guys. The world, hopefully, is changing for the better. There's been a lot going on and a lot going on and a lot of pain, a lot of angst, a lot of anger, and a lot of good things too. Mm-hmm. People, the vast majority of protests are peaceful protests for change, for equality, for anti-racism.
You know, I wish we saw more of that though, because I feel like a lot of people are afraid to go. Like, if I didn't have Mac and Rev and I didn't feel like Mac needed me every 3 hours, I don't feel like it's enough time. Because, you know, he eats every 3 hours. I don't feel like it's enough time for me to leave him for 3 hours to go. But I would love to go protest. And I know you did yeah. in your neighborhood. You actually yeah. did participate in one. But I wish that was shown more because I think a lot of people are holding back from going and joining these rallies and these protests because of what the media is showing. But they yes. are way more peaceful than they are violent.
Several members of the SIP squad have gone and have messaged us saying that they've been peacefully protesting. And I do want to clear up that last week on our Black Lives Matter podcast, when I said there's a lot of distracting conversations happening right now, that is exactly what you just said, Ashley. That is what I meant, is what we're not talking about is the vast majority of these protests mm-hmm. that are happening are not a representation of what the media is showing. And we're focusing in on, we're missing the big picture here, which is a yes. movement for anti-racism and change for Black Americans in this country mm-hmm. to be able to be seen and safe and valued and loved.
And actually, I mean, for sure this country, but
like everybody else
worldwide, actually. And I saw yeah. something about Australia. Indigenous people are in this. So I watched the movie 13th yesterday. Mm-hmm. I guess documentary
yeah.
that you recommended on the last podcast. And it said, so there's been people that are messaging me like, well, what do you say to the fact that there are, you know, more like it's the same amount of white people in prison as Black people or whatever. But watching that documentary, one of the statistics is, I think it's Black males make up 4% of our population and 40%. Or 60% of our prison population. And it's the same thing in Australia, the indigenous people. There's also racism
Whoa.
There. So hopefully, yeah,
I
someone messaged me and said
Australia.
The same. I didn't either. Ooh. And then I just saw today, you probably saw it if you were on social media, protests in London pushing in a statue of someone involved in the slave trade. They pushed it into the river. So
this, you know, George Floyd, what happened has woken everyone up. And some of, I mean, I really do feel like, how did it take this long to not know? How did it take me this long to not know, you know, because it is, it has been going on for hundreds of years, really, that Black lives have not been valued the same as white. So I think more than the US, it's going to be a global thing, I hope, but definitely in the US.
And I also think that there are a lot of people who did know, like myself, and did not act, did not show up. And I've thought a lot about moments where I was complicit and the conversations were happening around me and I didn't speak up because it would have been awkward, because it would have challenged the moment. And it was easier. I'm a go with the flow person, you know, or there were people in positions of power and I didn't want to challenge that either. So yeah, we have things to be deeply sorry for, because not knowing is not an excuse. Knowing and not doing anything is probably even worse, and definitely worse. But we need to move to a space, and I talked about this on Stories too, where it's like, as we are kind of having these personal reckonings, we don't lose sight of the big point, which is now we've really got to act, because we are late. We are late.
So,
it's because it's the right thing to do. And there's this confidence and emboldenment. And like, I don't even know if that's a word, but people are emboldened into action right now. And we can't lose this feeling. We can't make this a moment. We can't just post a black square and move on with our lives. We have to do things. We have to take this. I feel like this power surge in me. Like, I'm tired of the parts of myself that cared so much about what other people thought when it comes to speaking up for the right thing. And I'm saying goodbye to that part of myself. And it feels really good. And so I really want to know from everybody listening who might feel the same way, what are you guys doing? What actions are you taking? I want to hear about that. I know for me personally, I've been speaking up at work. Work is full of great people, amazing people. My work is not an unsafe place. It's actually a very safe place. But for whatever reason, people haven't come out and just said Black Lives Matter. That is not controversial. There's nothing controversial about anti-racism. Nothing. So anyway, so I've been speaking up at work and just trying to do what I can to be part of a solution to push things forward. My new favorite hobby is writing to mayors and attorney generals. So I've been sending things in the mail almost daily and writing on email too. And it's amazing the access to that information to do those things. In addition to, of course, continued learning and reading.
On Stories today, as you guys are listening to this, and we'll save it down because we created a Black Lives Matter highlight on our Instagram page at You Can Sit With Us, but I'm going to put a screenshot of the email that was drafted. You know, I talked about this on Patreon, but I'm going to put that up so that you guys know the wording of what to say. And obviously you would insert your own name and city and what you're advocating for. But I talked about on Patreon that when people said contact your local politicians and representatives, I didn't know what that meant and how to do that. And so I just didn't. But it was actually so much more simple than I thought. So I'm going to put that up on Stories so that you all can go check that out today. And then it'll be, if you're not listening to this on Tuesday, then it'll be in the highlights. So that way you can kind of just take the wording. And the idea is really just flooding them.
Petitions are great. Do that. And also donating. I have personally donated. I challenge you to do the same. Not you, Ashley. I know you have
No. Yeah, I have.
Mean, the world. And we should do a Sip Squad, not fundraiser, but you know what I mean. We should collectively do something as a group too. But we can't let this conversation die. And it's not even a conversation. We can't let this action die. Just channel your courage and bravery.
And do what you can, because I also feel like, I don't know, I just feel like it's easy, like what Glennon said, to do the outside work and not the inside work. And that can make you feel like you're checking a box, right? You post a black square, or you follow some educators, or you watch a documentary. Like, none of that really requires work. And I've been having to check myself, because I feel like, oh, okay, I'm learning things. Cool. I'm doing stuff. I'm going to change. But I actually have so much more impact if I use my voice, and I will stand up. So one of the things that I think about when you say it's hard for me, I don't want to bring everything back to the Enneagram, but it really is like a personality thing. And sevens, call is a seven on the Enneagram. If you don't know what I'm talking about, we did a personality podcast a while ago, but sevens are very happy. You want things to be joyful and not mm-hmm. hard. You don't, right? So it's actually really hard for you to go against the grain, to stand up to people, because you just want things to be copacetic. And for me, I feel like I resonate a lot with the eight, which is the challenger. And so it's easy for me to stand up for things. For me, I didn't stand up for shit because I didn't know any better. And that is awful of me. But now I know better, right? And you know better, you do better. So wherever you are, I think it's just, if it feels uncomfortable, it's supposed to. If it feels really hard, it's supposed to. And leaning into that and standing up to your family, I saw a thing that was like, oh gosh, I lost my Aunt Karen this week. Yeah, she didn't die. She's just a racist or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
But you had, and we are not going to go too much more onto this episode because we have some really fun things for you guys, but it was important to us to talk about it. But you did have a really good analogy on stories. And I think you're going to make a post, you said, on Instagram, but I also feel like maybe you should just share it here briefly. Do you feel like?
Yeah. So I feel like I'll just like quickly summarize that what I'm seeing a lot of is us, I'm referring specifically to white people, making this so about us. Mm-hmm. And I just want to use this analogy, and this is not an analogy for racism. This is an analogy for how we white women are showing up into this movement. Right. So there's a lot of shame, right? There's a lot of, like, I don't know, bandwagoning, it seems like, performance, a lot of people just posting black squares because it's trend, a lot of trendy things that are happening. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to imagine that if you were, let's say you were in a bar fight and you didn't, like, you were being wrongfully attacked, right? In a bar fight, and you called your friends up. Or like you shout, you're just like, guys, something's bad is happening. I need you guys. We need to make some changes. Like this is happening to me. It's unfair. It's, you know, dire. Like
all these people are ganging up on me. It's scary. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not only people, but it's like the way the exits are in the bar, the structural mm-hmm. part of this is like, there's a no win path for me right now. And we need a coalition. We need things to change here. And let's say your friends were just straight up like ghosting you. Right? Not everybody, but let's say you had a lot of people who are just like, yeah, I don't want to drive across town to the bar. You know, that's too much work for me. Or I'm actually really comfortable on my couch. I don't like to get caught up in that kind of stuff. I don't want it to physically like bruise me or whatever. Right?
She'll have enough people. I'm sure there's people there that can help her.
Yeah. Yeah. They got it. They got it covered. No.
Yeah. It's fine.
So anyway, you finally show up late, right? After a lot of damage has been done. You show up, and instead of just saying, oh my God, I'm so sorry, I'm jumping into this action right now because I'm taking your lead. You guys have been doing this.
I'm going to start pulling these motherfuckers off you.
Don't even tell me. I'm just doing it.
I'm doing
things. What if you just showed up and you just like groveled in your own sorriness and didn't act? What if you just showed up and you're like, oh my God, I'm so ashamed. I was on the couch or I was distracted or I didn't realize how bad this was. And you're just sucking up the energy of the people who are doing something because you just feel bad about it. That's like you're a waste of space if you're just groveling and sad and sorry. Like you're taking, and this is just an analogy, so don't get too mad, you guys. But like, just go, this is just an analogy. Or like, what if you're like, I'm just gonna take a story of this on my phone and show it to my friends because this is really bad. Or I'm gonna like throw a punch and story about it and then leave. Mm-hmm. Or like you win the battle, but then it happens again. You're like, oh, I already helped. You know, it's fine. I don't know. Or I'm gonna learn about what happened. And then do nothing with that knowledge. Like there's just so many like ways that we're showing up that I just think we could be reflective on the fact that this isn't about us mm-hmm. and keeping the focus on what's really happening, which is so much bigger than our own feelings. And we need to help. We need
Do
to
have
help.
To say shout out to Sip Squad, because I think there we have seen unsubscribes, and that's fine. We're okay with that. There is someone who messaged us and said, like, you guys have made it abundantly clear that if we don't agree with you, that you don't want us listening. And that's not, I mean, I don't know that that's necessarily the message, but if we're irking something in you, I think instead of you getting defensive and taking offense to that, asking why, what is that stirring up in you? Because I have been stirred up, and at first it's uncomfortable, and then I'm grateful, right?
Yeah.
And so, but I do have to say shout out to the Sip Squad, because you guys have been, we've received way more people saying thank you because you talked about this. It opened my eyes. I'm now doing X, Y, and Z about it. Like, you guys are the squad. We are so grateful for you. And Colin, I just want to make sure this doesn't stop.
Yeah,
on our
we're
going to
be reading books, talking about them here and on Patreon. And you to your point about the person, we'll share our book list soon.
Okay,
we'll, because I think we have to land on which one we're going to read together next.
Okay,
because we've got two in our library, and then I also added a third one that I want to read together. So we'll pick which one we start with first. But also the person who messaged, like, I do want to make it clear, you guys, that like we go hard in the paint on this podcast, like all the time, right? And I do think we said, if you disagree, get out of here. I do want to make it clear, like, we're not going to get this right. We don't think it's our way or the highway. Like, there's a lot of things we're going to get wrong in this as we're learning and becoming better allies for the cause here. But there also is no room or tolerance in our squad for racism. That is what we meant. So that's zero room. So you can unsubscribe if you want to debate that, because there's no, there's nothing, there's like no room for it here, period.
And the person that messaged us was like, oh, I'm a big loyal fan. And I really don't, it's not that you can't disagree with us, because you can, and we will have healthy discussions with you about that. Like, we encourage that. We have had that over email, and we've talked to people, and there have been things that people said where I'm like, shit, Colin and I were both like, oh, we didn't know it came across like that. Let's correct it. But when it comes to, this is not even civil rights. This is human rights. If you disagree with us to the point where you're not willing to do your own work, then yes, we do not want you here. We want you to educate yourself, because if you don't agree with us, or if you aren't willing to look within, then it's not that we don't want you here. It's that you're so close-minded and racism is happening. It is happening. If you are someone that is in the All Lives Matter, like, it is happening. And so it's really important, if we're offending you, that you look into it and do your own work to educate yourself and say, not are we right, but is there something I can learn about myself here? Is there something I can learn about myself to be better? So, I don't know. I'm
we got
drunk.
One last closing. This is great. We got one last closing thing that I want to share. This is from Brianna, who is a sipper. Her Instagram is Health Hustle and Heart. We did a post on Instagram, and she wrote to it. She said that she saw, you know, our comments around not relying on your Black audience to provide you advice on how to do better, right? Because we said, and this has become very clear over the last week, like, we should not rely on Black people to teach us, right? So then she wrote, I agree that it shouldn't be done for someone. However, insight is 100% acceptable. I do think it would be powerful to have a segment to read instances of racism your audience has experienced coming directly from them, firsthand accounts, right? I think it would also open eyes to a lot of things that people do without knowing that it was racist. So she talks about how she shared a post on her own page. I reached out to her directly and asked her if we could share that on our podcast. And she said, yes, she gave us permission. So did I shout out her Instagram already?
Yes, but do it again.
Okay. Health, Hustle, and Heart. So here is her post that she allowed us to share. I typically don't comment on controversial things going on in the world. I've been silent. I've been avoiding watching the news. I've been scrolling past the plethora of posts addressing the terrible things that are happening. I'm not ignorant. I'm not disregarding the tragic things that are currently happening in this world. But none of this is new to me. The hurt feelings, the anger, the disappointment, none of it is foreign. And then there are some examples here. An associate at TJ Maxx would tell me I wasn't allowed to touch the jewelry when I was as young as 5 years old and would still stand by me and watch me while I was browsing when I was 10. Hint, not out of fear of me breaking it. I've been called an Oreo, black on the outside, white on the inside, because of the way I speak, dress, act, whatever. I was followed by three associates at Ulta Beauty when I was a junior in college. When I asked to speak to a manager, they were confused as to why I was pissed. You know, because there was nothing wrong with what they were doing. Their reasoning? I walked straight to the back of the store where the nail polish I was going in to purchase was located upon entry. Corporate's way of resolving the situation? Mailing me a $25 gift card. A customer was shocked to learn that I was the one who took her food order over the phone when she came in to pick it up. She was complimenting the service she received and asked who she spoke with, and when she learned it was me, her jaw dropped, followed by stating, "Sorry," complimenting that I can speak really well and that I have a nice voice. In a case of road rage, a woman yelled out her window for me and my sister to go back to the 313. I walked into a fitting room and a woman who had been standing outside the area showing her husband the clothes she was trying on ran back to her fitting room and grabbed her purse. When confronted about it, she yelled, "I don't trust you." I've been made out to be an angry black woman more times than I can count. I've sat in on numerous conversations where, when telling a story, somebody mentioned that a person was black when it had absolutely zero relevance to the plot, just a point of unnecessary emphasis. The list goes on. I've been judged, doubted, disregarded, and disrespected, all because of the color of my skin. I'll close with this. Change is needed. Action is needed. Education is needed. Getting out to vote in November is not an option. Do your research. Pay attention to more than the presidential election. Look to what your city and state level candidates and representatives are or aren't saying about what's happening right now. It matters.
And she has shirts if you want. Shirts and sweatshirts, call and I bought them. They have little hearts and what do they say?
Give a damn. They're Give so a damn. Cool.
Super cute,
so
you guys.
I've been messaging with her about this and we're going to share with you guys how you can buy them. You can also follow her Instagram and keep up with it that way. And then we'll also be sharing on our Instagram as well. Because they are good. So
they're super cool.
Mm-hmm. She's setting up an Etsy shop and stuff.
Good. Good for her. Yeah. All right. So... I was not prepared. I mean, this one actually needs no introduction. The reason I wasn't prepared is because I've been drinking. And do you know who I have to thank for that? Who? First Leaf.
Oh,
First
yeah.
First Leaf. You guys, yeah, baby. They are our favorite way to get wine delivered to our door. Picture
you
this.
Betcha.
Okay? Picture this. You're at home. You're finishing a glass of wine and just about to pour another. It happens. The realization you're all out and there's no backup bottle. That's called, what do you call that? No vinophobia. No vinophobia.
No vinophobia.
Fear of running out of wine.
Worst.
But fear not, friends, because thanks to First Leaf, you can get personalized boxes of wine shipped right to your door. What I love about it is you start, now Colleen and I have been using them for like a year now or something.
Oh, yeah.
But you start out by taking a quiz to assess your preferences with wine. And then they will send six expertly picked bottles of wine based on your answers. Then they will use your ratings and feedback for your future shipments. So you will go on after you get your first box and continue to refine and curate each box that they send you. And they update their inventory every single month. So you always have something new to try. I have been, it's just been such a especially during quarantine when you don't want to go out, such a joy to get home.
Wine
and this Pinot, never tried it before. I cannot wait. Gimme, gimme, gimme. And you're just living your life. Plus, the subscriptions are super flexible. You can choose when and how often you get shipments. And they have 100% satisfaction guarantee. So if you receive a bottle you're not into, they'll cover the cost.
Guys, sign up today. to get 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 plus free shipping. That's what you call a no-brainer. Go to tryfirstleaf.com/sip. That's 6 bottles of wine for only $29.95 at tryfirstleaf.com/sip. Okay.
All right.
Okay. I want to rip through some flash faves of the week, Ash. Okay. Favorite thing I read is how many people are saying Black Lives Matter. This was just all just in general, all over the internet in the last week as a favorite thing I read. At work, people are saying Black Lives Matter. It's amazing to me. I read this tweet that was like, I think it's really cool how we went with sharing how to make banana bread to sharing how to change the world for anti-racism in a couple of days. Like, I just think it's so cool. Mm-hmm. So cool. And late, but cool still. Okay. Heard. So I was doing a little like virtual spin class and it was for a Black Lives Matter campaign. And they played this song called Own It by Burna Boy, B-U-R-N-A-B-O-Y. It features Ed Sheeran on it. It's called Own It. And it is just a really great workout song. I really loved that. Favorite thing I watched was a TED Talk by Verna Myers, V-E-R-N-A-M-Y-E-R-S. It's under 20 minutes. I listened/watched it while I was on a walk. So it was an in and out job that had a big impact.
Mm-hmm.
Big impact. It's about unconscious bias. It really stuck with me this week. I'm carrying it with me. It was very, very good. Favorite thing I ate. If you live in Oregon and are somewhat close to Lake Oswego, there's a restaurant called Babica Hen, B-A-B-I-C-A-H-E-N. Are you a breakfast sandwich person?
Well, I can't have gluten.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm a real like standard breakfast eater. When I go to restaurants, I don't usually waver far from eggs and like bacon.
Like the I'm regular just, farmers.
The farm. Yeah.
Whatever. Just, yeah.
Yeah. And usually like my favorite thing about Ash is she'll order things for the table. That's my style. I like to have a couple bites, but I'm not going to, I don't want to fully commit to the French toast stack or the huevos rancheros. Like I don't go all the way in on sweet or savory. Mm-hmm. I like my standard. So Babica Hen though, they have a breakfast sandwich that they put jalapeno aioli on. And that, for me, is a major game changer.
Whoa.
That there, and I want to make, like, I know, Chris and I have been kind of after. I want to know. Yeah, we order a little more on the side, you know, because it's just, oh, my God, it's so good.
Mm.
So we get that to go. We had it this morning. It was delish. And if you're listening to this and you guys have a great, something similar, like a jalapeno aioli.
Yeah.
I'd really like recommendations around that.
So Babica Hen, is that just a Portland thing? A restaurant or a bakery?
It's just a restaurant in Lake Oswego.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like a cafe. So that's my flash faves of the week, Ash. What you got for me, man?
All right. So favorite thing I ate, Rev and I went to Costco yesterday. I just needed to get out of the house. Mm-hmm. And Costco, I heard, is the only place that I know of that requires masks. So you
As
cannot-
if I couldn't love Costco more.
Oh, yeah. Oh Cole, have you God. Been?
No. And actually, yeah, I want to go require walk around.
Masks. Yes. That's because what I didn't even go. I didn't even need anything. I just needed Costco. I just needed to walk the I needed every aisle every time.
Every time.
That's exactly what I needed.
You know what? Maybe I'll go to Costco today.
You should. You
just
should.
Walk around. Because I get a lot of anxiety going into places where people don't wear masks. And not wearing masks is like the norm now.
Yep. Right. Oh, yeah. You're like paranoid if you wear masks. Not at Costco. There were some people that started walking in that didn't have masks and they have masks at the front station. And so he was like, oh, do you need a mask? Do you need a mask? And gave everybody masks that didn't have one. Like
I don't want to interrupt your flow here on faves, but I almost sent you this screenshot last night of something on Twitter. Someone took a video of they're like, Vegas is back open. And it's like, and I thought they'd have tons of regulations. No, it was like crowds of people walking through casinos indoors, all not with masks. It gave me so much anxiety. And then someone retweeted it with a comment. And I can't remember the exact comment, but it was like, man, these people are going to figure out in a couple weeks how odds work. Or like, congrats to you for not knowing how odds work. Like, it's like, guys. guys. That's what I hope, though. That like, you I just go hope that they,
like, I don't want this thing to spread, but I'm also like, I kind of am like, you fucking moron, what are you doing? You know, like, I kind of want it to bite their ass.
If there was a bag of Skittles with 100 Skittles and 3 would kill you,
would you eat the whole bag of Skittles? No.
And we
you
know
wouldn't.
That masks work. Why would you go to crowded places indoors? That's like, avoid crowds, avoid places that don't have good circulation.
Oh my god!
And avoid close contact. Like, wear your masks. Okay, that's my, I interrupted your flash faves with a burn.
Fine. This is just going to be a long episode because we have things to talk about. We already talked 30 minutes on like our hangover topic, but it's all too important. Okay, so anyway, I didn't even get to why I told you we went to Costco, but we went to Costco because I saw this bag. Well, no. We went to Costco because I needed to get out of the fucking house. And I've just decided Chad needs to make every episode explicit. Your mom still loves me and it's fine.
Yeah,
so
she does.
I saw out of the corner of my eye, John needed me to find razor blades. And I saw this bag.
Like razors?
Yeah, he
like
wanted... For him. Yeah, for his face. He actually needs a major hair, like neck shave and everything. Okay. But anyway, so we're getting closer. And the way this Costco's laid out is like cereal and granola is like one aisle before the vitamins for some reason. I don't know. Maybe that's all of them.
That's how mine is too. Yeah.
Okay. So same. So I look down and I see this pink and white bag. And I thought, oh, looks promising. And I read. I read from afar. It says birthday cake. And I say, okay, that's why I'm here today. I walk up, it's birthday cake granola. And I think, well, I'm going to get it. I'm going to try it. But like birthday cake usually lets me down unless it's funfetti. But usually birthday cake flavor, we've talked about this on the pod before. It's too sweet. I you know, I always think, all right, give me a scoop of birthday cake ice cream. And then I think, I can't. Okay, this shit, it is by Safe Plus Fair. It's not, it's, I guess that's like safe and fair, but that's a plus sign. Safe Plus Fair birthday cake granola, you guys.
Oh my God.
It is lights out, insanely delicious, so good. Rev and I were just sitting in the chair, just gobbling it by the handful today. I just had her on my lap because, again, Rev was being a psychopath. And so I thought, here, this will shut her up. And I plopped it in the chair with her next to me and we just were fistfulling it. It was so good. So
just plain Jane.
Good.
You're just eating it
just,
right out of
just
the bag.
Eating, you're not shoveling it in. Yeah, oh so good. And she couldn't get enough.
As
neither
fast
could
as
I.
You can.
Neither yeah. could I. Okay, favorite thing I watched today. This week. So one of the things, I really do think you need to go to Costco.
I'm going to go to Costco
it's
today.
It's safe and that's your home. You need
I
to
do
go
love it there.
Yes,
that would be a big
you.
Deal for me because I've been too anxious to go into public places.
I know,
so
but
that would be a
thing.
Nice step for
it's,
me.
It's everyone's masked. Okay, so
yeah, I like that.
Favorite thing I watch this week is every night Rev wakes up from her nap, and we've realized like when she really struggles is when there's not stuff for her to do when she's bored. So we wake her up from or she wakes up from her nap. We go right to the pool immediately, and then we just swim for a couple hours and play out back, and she loves it. She does this thing. And she goes, anything she wants to do, she says, should we play with crayons? Should we do this? Should we do that? Whatever. Yeah. So my favorite thing right now that I watched is she says, Mama, should we twirl like a ballerina? And I say, yes, we should. And she holds onto my hands, her legs wrapped around my waist. We're in the pool and she throws her head back against the water. And she closes her eyes and we twirl. We go in circles and her hair is like swishing through the water. And she just smiles. Like her eyes are closed and she's just smiling. And it is the sweetest thing. And then when I stop, because I get dizzy, she's like, Mama, should we twirl like a ballerina again? And I'm like, yes, we should.
Yes,
let's
we should.
Twirl like we should. It's the sweetest thing. So her little like she just throws her head back and then just like, smiles. It is so
pure
cute.
Joy.
All right. Favorite product. If you are a mama with a kid with tough either diaper rash or, you know, baby acne or Mac, I discovered has eczema. So he has like these red scaly patches all over his body. Someone messaged me this, and I will say it's very annoying that you cannot buy it on Amazon, but it is Tubby Todd. Have you heard of Tubby Todd?
No.
Okay. So the company is called Tubby Todd, T-U-B-B-Y Todd, and it's their all over ointment. So when Mac was having tons of like rash all over his face, several people sent me this on Instagram and I tried to get it on Amazon. No can do, my friend. You have to go to Tubby Todd's website. It's the only place they sell it. I thought, oh, it's annoying. I'd have to pay for shipping. All right, I'll try it. And it is cured his acne, cured his rashes, like done everything.
Really?
Yes. And I just got the latest. I ordered the bigger size this time because it's also expensive. It's $16 for like a small thing, $32 for an 8-ounce thing. And I find, but a tiny bit goes a long way. So I slather them on him and it's helping his eczema. They have great toothpaste, lotion, bubble bath, shampoo, like everything. It's so good. I'm assuming it's a small business that you guys should support. Really great. And then my favorite thing that I heard this week is Mac laughs all the time now. All the time. Like I'll like just be like talking to him and he just like throws his head back and he just... Or like tickle his ears or tickle it. I don't know. It's my favorite thing. It just makes my ears dance. And I don't know. He's getting really fun. So Max laughter. Those are all the things that I have.
I love it. I love it. Okay, guys. This is our new thing. You're not ready for it. I'm putting you on the spot this whole episode.
Oh, am I going now?
Oh yeah, you're gonna go.
We just talked about our favorite things that we love from the week. This is like favorite thing we love from the year. Care of vitamins and supplements. I think they were one of the first companies that advertised with us, and it is amazing. I still take it every single day.
Yeah.
It is a personalized vitamin pack for you based on what you need. So you go online. You fill out a quiz based on your lifestyle, your goals, what you need, and they will make taking your vitamins and supporting your health goals attainable because they then spit you back out. Here's what we think you need based on, you know, how much you sleep, how much you drink, how much you move, how stressed you are, everything. They are known for their personalized daily packs, but for a short time, they are temporarily shipping their supplements of... Oh my gosh. Guys,
you got it.
Too many
mimosas. Land the bird.
Supplements in bottles as an extra step to make sure they're keeping their customers and team members safe. So they are also taking precautions with all the things that we have going on right now. I've only really taken their vitamins, but Carl, you've taken some of their other stuff, right? Like collagen, protein.
Mm-hmm. Their big fan. Beauty inspired packs. Yes. I'm a huge fan of everything they've ever sent me. And like all their, this is a small thing. Whoever's on their marketing team or packaging team, like should run the world. I mean, that's like cool. Like when it arrives, you feel very special. And then every day you take your personalized little pack, you feel very special. Mm-hmm. And the quiz, super easy. And it's amazing. They're amazing. So guys, for 50% off of your first Care Of order, go to takecareof.com/sip50 and enter code SIP50. That's 50% off of your first Care Of order. Go to takecareof.com/sip50 and enter code SIP50. Don't wait.
You guys,
don't debate.
My face is tingling from the mimosas and how happy I am about Care Of. We were done with that ad, weren't we?
No, it was great. It was great. Yeah, we were done.
Did we miss anything?
No, I think we nailed it.
Great. Yeah, we nailed it. Carl, do you notice my eyes? I'm having trouble keeping them wide open.
Yeah.
They look like...
So I just checked myself looking at the ad read to looking at you. And thought they were like swollen.
Yeah. No, they're just heavy. It's just heavy. I just can't keep them wide, you know? This is as wide. It's hard.
As they're going to get?
I mean, it's as wide as you're going to get. Yeah. You know? Okay. So now we have a little game.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah. No, it'll be rager.
Guys, we just want to have a little fun together. Just a little decompress. Who doesn't? Yeah. We're going to play a little shouting charades.
Oh my gosh. Actually, and I thought,
okay.
Wait,
so Ash sent this random word generator.
Because that's the only way I know how to do it that it's fair. We were going to play charades. And then it was like, well, if I put things in a, like, write words down, then I already can get an idea of what I should be saying. And I don't want an idea. I want to be surprised on the spot.
See, so you know? I thought that. So I did pick five things. And I'll use your word generator. We'll do this your way. But I did pick five things because I was thinking, like, these would be funny things to try. Like, I thought that I would know, and then I would describe to you, and you would try and guess, right?
Okay.
So, like, but, like, you can't say something like sitting down. You have to describe sitting down because we can't.
If you want to do it, if you want to do that, I didn't come up with anything. So I'll use this thing if you want to use your things.
Okay.
Okay. But hold on. I got to pee. Okay. Just, it's going to be, it's just going to, I just have to pee.
It'll be a flash. It'll be a flash in the pan.
Chat'll edit. Is it flashy?
What's flashy?
My pee break.
Oh.
It was in a flash.
It's going to be flash in the pan.
It was in a flash. Okay. So do you want to, are we going to alternate?
Do you want me to do one first?
Okay. Yeah. But that's what I was going to ask. Were we going back and forth, back and forth?
Let's do back and forth, back and forth.
All right. You do one first. So this is, did we already tell them? It's yelling charades.
Shouting charades, where instead of, like, normal charades, right, is where you're moving your body or you'll hold up two fingers and then people say two words. But this is only words. There's no movement of our,
I'll sit on my hands too.
And we can't describe actions in detail.
Right.
Like, they have to be, like, we have to describe the movements.
Yes.
Okay. So my feet are on the ground.
Standing.
And I put both hands above my head, touching.
Stand up. Stand.
Then I bring, my hands move from the air to right above my chest.
Jumping jacks.
And then I put my hands on the ground. And my
burpee
is in the air.
Downward dog. Sun salutation.
Close.
Yoga.
Yeah.
Okay. This is supposed to be shouting charades, right? So I'm shouting.
So I wasn't being... Okay. Oh, okay.
No, you're being very calm about it.
I was just thinking verbal charades.
Okay, I'm holding up two fingers.
Okay, two words.
Two words. That's... You know, it's like it's two words. Okay. And the first word is I'm moving my hands and the second word. Shoot. I'm holding up two fingers. I'm holding up my second finger.
Okay. Second word.
Okay. So I'm moving my arms and my hands up and down.
Excited.
It looks like,
cheerleading.
Like one hand and what, like the same hand and leg is up.
Okay.
And then I put it down and then I put the...
Marching.
Marching
in a parade.
And then I start out, I go down to the ground and then I just get higher and higher as I'm doing those things. As I'm taking my hands, I am...
Oh, you're doing a... okay. Higher,
no,
higher.
I don't think you know. Okay. So
like the,
no. Okay. So there's a wall. I'm going up the wall. I'm going up of it. I'm going up
this
the wall.
This is just the second word.
Okay. I don't know how to describe the first one. Okay. Here. Now that I can't do it, let's do it if I could use my words. Casey, your friend Casey does this a lot.
Mountain climbing.
But another word for mountain, like little stones,
wall climbing.
But like
rock climbing.
Yeah, that. That's what it was. It was rock climbing. Okay, your turn. Do you see what I mean when I was like, I'm going one arm up and down, one
no,
that's
good.
Climbing. That's good. It's hard to shout it. Okay, keep going.
Okay. I'm holding up two fingers.
Two words.
Okay. I'm holding up one finger.
First word.
My feet are on the ground. My feet are off the ground. My feet
jumping.
Are on the ground. My yes. Okay.
Jumping.
Second word.
Second word. No, you're holding up two fingers. Second word.
I'm holding up two fingers.
Second word.
My skin is slimy. And
okay, jumping.
Oh my God.
Frog. Jumping frog.
Yes.
Wow. Slimy. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. All
right. I'm holding up three fingers.
Three words.
I'm taking a looks like something in my hair and combing it through. I'm combing it through.
Brushing.
And then in
brushing.
My other hand, I have something where I'm blowing it around. You know,
blow out.
I'm at the salon. Then I'm done with that and I shake my head and then keep
shampooing.
And then I maybe in one hand I'm looking like I'm spraying something in. I'm putting my little pointer finger down, my index, and I'm doing spritz all over my hair.
Hairspray.
And then, yeah.
Styling.
And then I curling. Yes, it. That's word one.
Hairstylist.
I'm holding up one finger. Yes. I'm touching my nose. Yes. You know, like you've got styling correct. Okay. So then I'm taking I'm turning my hand around in circles kind of
curling
with my hair. Yeah. Yeah.
Hair so, stylist.
Styling
my hair and curls.
Yeah! I'm styling my hair.
I love how you're like, okay, next. I'm curling. I'm moving.
This is what I'd be doing, right? I'd be like taking my hand and twirling it. And I, whatever. I don't know. Okay. I'm doing my best. Okay. Do one more.
Okay. I'm holding up.
Sit on your hands.
I actually just held up three fingers. I'm holding up three fingers.
Three words.
I have something imaginary in my hands. And I'm putting what's imaginary in my hands in my mouth.
Magician. I'm a magician.
I'm putting
make a rabbit.
Something imaginary into my mouth. But before I do that, I've put something on that thing that I've put into my mouth.
Oh, fuck.
And I'm moving my hand aggressively. And I'm really getting it around my mouth. I'm moving my hand aggressively with something in my mouth.
Hand job. You're doing a hand job.
It's in my mouth.
Okay, that's where I was going with full job. Okay. God, something imaginary, a porno.
And I'm getting
you're shooting a porno
in my mouth, and there's foam. Foam in
my
mouth.
Are you brushing your teeth? Yes. Wait, why is that imaginary?
Because I'm like putting something in my mouth or putting something in my hands.
You're not supposed to describe you doing the charade. You're supposed to describe what you were actually doing. Do you actually brush your teeth with a toothbrush, or is that a fake thing you do every night? Fake. Chris, what am I doing? I'm just pretending to hold a toothbrush. Like, you know what I mean?
I was describing what I would be doing if I was playing charades.
Yeah, but it would be imaginary, but you'd be trying to get me to guess the real thing.
Oh my God.
Okay, all right, one more for me.
That was a good one though, don't you think?
No, it was really good. Oh my gosh, it was so good.
Okay.
Oh shit. Okay. Holding up five. I'm holding up the number five. My whole
this
hand.
This is a sentence.
Yeah.
Five what words. What is five?
Oh, actually, I'm holding up six.
Six words.
Okay. So then I'm pretending I'm driving. I have my hands around a steering wheel. I'm driving down the road.
Okay, you're driving.
Okay. Yeah, drive.
Then devil
I
without a
stop
cause.
And I pull into this thing and I get out of the car and then I start twisting my I walk to the back of the car and then I start twisting my hand. You know, I'm twisting it, okay? Then I go and I walk around the back of the car and I take something. It looks like I'm putting something in
camping.
And out of a slot. I put something in and out of a slot.
Keys.
And
turning
I'm
off the
typing
car
into a
and
key,
opening up
keypad,
the hood.
And then I pick up a thing. I start grabbing a thing. And I walk back around the car and I put it in
to
and
go
I
order.
Pump it. I pump
ordering
it a couple
food to
times.
Go. Gas. I'm getting gas at the gas station.
Yes. Filling up a car with gas. I feel like that was good.
That was great.
I'm what sweating.
That was great. That's a wrap. Kidding, guys, because we have something important for you.
Oh, you're teeing it up to me
every time.
All right. I have something important for you. Hey, remember when Call said, do you like breakfast sandwiches? And I said, well, of course, but I'm gluten intolerant. Guess how I know that I'm gluten intolerant?
How on earth would you
Everly
know?
Well. The at-home test. It is an at-home lab test that I have tried for myself. You take based on whatever test you select. So I did the food intolerance test, but they have 35 different at-home lab tests from fertility to food sensitivity to thyroid and heart health, whatever you want. And you take a little prick of your finger at home, you pop that back in the mail, and then within a week, you'll get results over your email.
Amazing.
Usually, I feel like within a week, shipping is free. The test is physician reviewed. And so they're
board, they're reviewed by a board certified physician, and then they're sent directly to your email, and you can share them with your healthcare provider. But that is how I learned that I am highly reactive to wheat and walnuts. Walnuts doesn't make me so mad because fine, I'm not like eating walnuts on the daily. But I tell you what, the gluten was a huge life changer for me. So what I love about this is it's from your home. I mean, I did this when it wasn't during quarantine time. You can do it whenever, but it does give you a better understanding of your health. You just have to go to Everly Well.
Yeah, for 20% off an Everly Well at-home lab test, visit everlywell.com/sip and enter code SIP. That's everlywell.com/sip, code SIP for 20% off your test. Everly Well, at-home lab tests. Your answers, your way. I've been very bell happy.
This episode. Yeah, that's needed.
Is it too much?
We need it. No, it's not enough as far as I'm concerned. So,
Let's
now
bring
what
it
do we
home.
Do? Rant, rave?
Slam the bird. It's time to
slam
rant,
the
rave.
Bird. So, I'm too drunk for this. Okay, so my rant.
Was it going to be serious?
Well, it was going to be serious.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Make it okay. You can do it.
So my issue, and it's one that I've talked about before, but sometimes like I don't keep notes of what I've talked about before. So I don't know if I've included this as a rant or somewhere else, but right now I'm really struggling with my postpartum body. Mm. And, you know, I saw this girl on Instagram yesterday who had a baby, her baby 2 days before me, I think. She was wearing these tiny little overalls. It was her older kid's second birthday and she looked great. And, you know, still nothing fits me really. And even right now I'm looking, there's a mirror over here and I can just see my body and it's been really hard. Today has been hard. Most days I'm okay with it, but some days are hard. And so my rant isn't my postpartum body. My rant is my shame over my postpartum body. Because I feel like what if all we saw, because again, I don't want to compare. I know that is why I have shame and it is because I'm comparing. And so if all I saw was women just living and not feeling, because I also know this girl that I saw that is very thin and is wearing those overalls. I know she really struggles with body confidence. I know she is very hard on herself and is not enjoying things and is restricting things.
She's got her own battles.
Right. She's got her own battles. And so that is why she's the size that she is, because she really struggles mentally with that and won't allow herself to indulge or have treats or whatever. And so I'm comparing my outsides to her outsides, but our insides are not the same, right? So I don't know. I'm pissed off. I get pissed that I feel this way. I get pissed that I have any sort of shame over my body, that I wish it was different than it is, because I would not trade. And I thought today, man, I was so freaking fit before I got pregnant. And then I thought, but would I trade Mac for that body? Not in a million years. Not in a million years. If someone said, I'll give you Mac, but you know, I'll give you Mac and then you'll have fat on your middle or whatever, or you can't have Mac, but you'll have abs. I would 100% choose Mac or Revy every time, you know? And it doesn't matter that it's going to take me a long time. And then I think these thoughts like, well, what if I never lose the weight? And that's hard for me to think about, like, but I want to, but then I have to remind myself, but it's okay if I never do, you know, I don't know. So it's just this whole battle. And I think so much of it is stemmed from comparing myself to what I see out there and celebrities. And what if women didn't have, like, we didn't feel like we had to look a certain way. And I'm sure there'll be moms that compare themselves to me, or, and I get this, where people are like, I've never had kids and I look like you. So what does that say about me? And it's just the comparison thing. But that whole body shame is really hard there, and it sucks, and it really freaking sucks. But it's, you know, so I'm doing my best to stand up to that. I know it doesn't matter. And as I was thinking, what if I, you know, I was so fit before Mac, and what if I never get back? And then I thought, I'm having this podcast today and there's going to be tons of people listening that love me. And then later on today, I'm having a
virtual Zoom with my family, my Crawford family. There'll be like 30, you know, people on or whatever, and they don't care. It's just about showing up. And so it doesn't matter what size I am, but I am like, the people that love me are still going to love me, but I am still hard on me. You know,
we're having to work extra hard on it right now.
Yes. So, right. Mm-hmm. So some days it's fine. And then some days it's really hard. And today has been a really hard day. And just looking in this mirror and I think, ugh, you know, that's my first thought of like, ugh. And then my second thought is, would you trade that? I wouldn't trade it. I want Mac and Rev in my life. And that is what my body needed to do to bring them to me. I saw this thing like a couple years ago, and it was like, if you were given 2 winning lottery tickets and they said, I'll give these to you in exchange for weighing 20 to 30 pounds more. 2 winning lottery tickets that will be they will make your life the best it's ever been for the rest of your life. Would you exchange? And I would. I would completely take 20 to 30 pounds to get these 2, you know, pot of gold winning lottery tickets that, like, I just would. But it doesn't mean it's not hard. It doesn't mean that sometimes you think, shoot, this sucks, you know? So anyway, that's my rant today. It's hard. It doesn't mean anything. I'm still a good human. I know I'm still loved, but I hate that we struggle with this shame over our bodies, postpartum or not. Like, body shame is a real thing, and it's not my body I'm mad at. Like, initially, for the first tons of years of my life, I thought it was my body I'm mad at. What I'm mad at is the idea that my body shouldn't be this way.
Right. Like, there's something wrong that has to be fixed.
Yes. I'm mad at the
somehow
shame
you are less than
other
people or other versions of yourself before, other versions of your body before, not you before.
Right.
Because if you think of your inside and how much that has evolved and grown.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, I'm really glad you shared this. I think probably a lot of people listening to this can relate. I know I can. It's been an ongoing struggle since Ben for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working out really hard, but it's more for my mind, you know? But even that, I'm like, damn, I've been working really hard. Like, I deserve for this to look better by now.
Show me some results.
WTF.
Yeah.
I've been putting in work. WTF.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really refreshing to hear you share this, because it's a good reminder that shame isn't an easy fix. Mm-hmm. This isn't just a one and done, listen to something or read a book and you're cured from it. It's ongoing, and there's going to be peaks and valleys, and it's talking through it. It's recognizing it. It's continuing to work through it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's going to be lifelong.
And I also think it's standing up to it. Right.
Yeah.
It's like not succumbing to it. Like, today,
punching it in the, I see you.
Yes, I see you. And I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to make me small.
Jerk.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what? You get out of here. Yeah. All right. What's your rant?
Well, you know what? We're going to go right into Rave, because my rant was actually about masks. And we talked about that earlier in the pod.
Oh, yeah.
So my rave, I got 2 raves.
Okay.
One is, and this is my big rave, is seeing people change their minds and coming together. Mm. I was thinking about it, like, when have I actually seen people change their minds? In this polarizing world we live in, it is very rare, if ever, you see people genuinely change. Mm-hmm. And there are people in my immediate circle that have openly said, I didn't have it right.
Mm-hmm.
I was missing the point, and I've changed my mind. There was actually a message that we got.
And that is
someone
hard
said,
to do.
And I just keep seeing it around, and it gives me so much hope, because I've never actually seen anything like it. And I think it's really cool. And I think it's really, like, that is brave. Changing your mind.
Yes.
That is brave, is keeping your heart and your mind open to experiences and learning from people and growth. And we got a message from someone in the squad who was like, I listened to your episode, Black Lives Matter, and I was pissed. And I was pissed all day long. And I thought about unsubscribing.
Like,
She's like, so I started doing some things, and I started learning, and she's like, and I'm so. And anyway, she's messaged me several times since then. And it has been she's like, I'm growing and I'm changing my mind.
Mm.
God, it's just so cool, man.
Yeah.
That's
and
like,
that takes
what
a
gives
you
got
to swallow your pride. You got to swallow your ego to say, hey, I was wrong. Yeah,
that's cool. That's
I was listening cool. to this didn't make my favorite thing that I heard this week, but I want to shout it out. One of our girls, Shannon Harvey, she is white, married to a black man. They have two mixed babies and his name is Sean Harvey. He has a podcast called Broken Glass Podcast.
Oh, cool.
And this week he talked about, I think it was called What's the Point? And he gave the example of it's like you're starving and thirsty. You are just thirsty. You're just dying for thirst. And you see all these people drinking around you, but it's like us. We have our back turned. So we don't see this person behind us. We've got so much, you know, beverages and food. We've got it all. And we're eating. We're like, how could anyone be hungry right now or thirsty? Like, look at all this food. Look at it.
Stop.
And then you turn around and you say, oh, I'm sorry, bro. Here's some water. And that's what he said. Like, I'm sorry, but here's some water. Here's some food. And he's like, and I'm not mad that they're giving us food and water right now, but why did it take them so long to see that I was starving? Why did it take them so long? And so I loved his podcast because it was just, it was told from a black perspective of someone where he's like, I'm not mad that they're doing this, but also, man, like this has been
WTF.
A long journey. And, but it does take a big person to look at themselves and realize, fuck, there's been someone starving and thirsty back here for so long. And I've just been drinking and eating all the things that I didn't even realize that I could have given that, you know, given beverage or water, whatever, to them. So it's a big deal when someone changes their perspective, when they're willing to do that introspection. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my other rave, and this is just a personal update. So Chris and I have been on the hunt for a Corona camper, a used little camper trailer with a restroom so that we could do things safely because I'm paranoid of, not even paranoid. I'm like, anyway, whatever. I already talked about that this episode. We found one. We got a little Corona camper yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
It's just a little used one. It's got a little frog on it with a canoe on the outside. And we booked a little camping spot next weekend.
Yes.
So we're going to try it with Ben and see how it goes. And we'll just get better and better at it. But I'm stoked about it.
Is it
I'm
one so that you excited. Drive or you like pop it? Like
no, we hitch it to the car.
Okay, you hitch it. Yeah.
We hitch it. Just a little tiny. But I'm excited for like the now, for being able to get out and do things. But I'm also excited for like the future. To have it, go on little adventures and family trips and I don't know. I'm super excited. I'll share with you guys if I get reception where we'll be at next weekend. I'll pop on stories and and I'll also share like tips for camping with the one because I'm figuring all this stuff out. If you know, if you have great tips for camping with a 1 year old, hit me up. You can sip with us at gmail.com. Thanks.
Yeah, I remember I think we talked about this on Patreon. You guys need to go over there. Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sit with us. But you were talking about it and saying, you know, that you wanted to get one. And it's not just a fad thing. Like apparently they're very in demand right now because of coronavirus, but I feel like it's so good for your family. Like this is a thing for you guys in the future. Like even after Corona's gone, like you guys will use the shit out of this. And
we've talked about our national parks trip before on this podcast, but that was like we've been a lot of places in the world and the national park here in our own backyard was I think maybe our favorite trip, or at least right up there in the top with like South Africa. Like it's like our national parks are so amazing.
Beautiful.
So I can't wait to take this thing and what adventures it's gonna have for us.
Yeah, so I'm excited for you guys.
What's
all right,
your rave,
my rave, let me pull it up here. Oh, so we are selling our house and we got
old house.
Right. No, we just moved
into
this.
Yeah, so we're moving.
Can you imagine? No, we're selling our old house and we've gotten, I think, 5 offers so far, all at ask or higher. So they're all supposed to come in. Right now we're recording this on a Sunday. You guys are listening on Tuesday, but they're all supposed to be in by 5 o'clock today. And then we're going to review and go back. But it's been really nice. Like we just thought, okay, yeah, no, we don't. We didn't want to put a contingent offer on this house where it had to be contingent on us selling our current house. So we moved in without selling, and you just never know. You don't know how things are going to go.
It's nerve-wracking.
It is. Mm-hmm. But it has been amazing. The reception's been great. I thought maybe we needed to stage it or do something, and it's been really like
Isn't relief just an amazing feeling too?
Yes. So good to just be like, okay, well, it's going to work out, you know?
We're good.
Yes.
It all works. Don't you love it when a plan comes together?
And it comes together, baby. Yeah. So we will be selling that soon, I'm sure. We're reviewing tonight. So
congrats. That's
anyway, awesome. That's exciting. Yeah.
So exciting. Guys, we love you. Do some good in the world today. That's my challenge. And what are you going to do today to make the world better?
If you don't know what to do, again, we're not the educators, but we will point you to resources who are. So keep following us on Instagram at You Can Sip With Us. We'll share where we're donating, what we're, you know, who we're contacting, what we're doing, who we're supporting, who's educating us. But do that. It's really important. And don't let this be a flash in the pan. Don't let this be a trendy thing. And we love you.
This is a crock pot situation that we're never turning off.
Never turning off. Yeah. I love it. Someone wrote Glennon and was like, you know, she said it's a marathon in this caption. And someone was like, yeah, but there needs to be immediate. She's like, it's a marathon and a sprint. And Glennon wrote, that's exactly what it is. Like, this is
here it is.
Marathon. And a sprint.
We're grilling it on a hot pan and transferring it into a slow cooker. Oven
that's going to just bake.
Bake. Something amazing.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. We love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Wait, you can sip with us.
Mm-hmm. Always.
we'll see you next Tuesday. Bye.
What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast?
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.